Thank you, Madam President. And noting your request for brevity, may I commence by quickly assuring you of our support in the successful delivery of this conference. Australia recognises that explosive remnants of war pose unacceptable humanitarian risks to civilians. They can have detrimental effects on economic development and hinder access to land and maritime environments. In addition to its broader Mine Action Program delivered globally via its partners, Australia provides assistance to Pacific Island countries to dispose of explosive remnants of war in its long-standing program named Operation Render Safe, and it's conducted in the Southwest Pacific. Operation Render Safe utilises the Australian Defence Force's explosive ordnance disposal capability to reduce the threat from unexploded remnants of war to human life and property through the disposal of these items, and providing education and training to nations in our region to improve their own capabilities. Madam President, since its commencement in 2008, Operation Render Safe has conducted disposal programs in the Solomon Islands, Vanuatu, Kiribati, Nauru and Papua New Guinea. Each iteration of Operation Render Safe is conducted by invitation and with the full cooperation of the respective host government. Operation Render Safe is a meaningful contribution towards Australia's international obligations and responsibilities under Protocol 5 of the CCW and develops the explosive ordnance disposal capability of participating nations. The location of Operation Render Safe is decided based on the needs of host nations and at their invitation. As part of Operation Render Safe, the Australian Defence Force conducts surveys to identify, prioritise and dispose of explosive remnants of war, delivers risk education to develop unexploded ordnance awareness and explosive ordnance disposal training to help nations to develop their own independent capacity. The land release associated with the explosive remnants of war clearance allows the opportunity for potential economic prosperity by allowing families and communities to farm more land safely for food cultivation and trade, and I do note my distinguished colleague from Ecuador who made the same point. Madam President, the 2019 iteration of Operation Render Safe concluded just last week with the Solomon Islands Western Province. In partnership with the Royal Solomon Islands Police Force, the Australian Defence Force and the New Zealand Defence Force, the operation successfully cleared a large number of explosive remnants of war and conducted partner training on explosive ordnance disposal. Now, Madam President, delegations may wish to note the tension between explosive remnants of war removal and the interests of tourism operators in developing nations who value the visible remnants as objects of tourism interest and therefore of value to their livelihoods, regardless of the risk presented. Therefore, for this iteration of Operation Render Safe, disposal was only conducted on land due to some concern from tourist operators regarding the impact of underwater reductions on dive sites. Thank you, Madam President.